Well, as we all know, there have been so many disagreements amongst presidential candidates on the campaign trail, but the leading candidates agree on one thing. More money is needed for research into Alzheimer's disease. And in Colorado, doctors are testing a promising new drug that's meant to combat the disease. From Here and Now contributor to Colorado Public Radio, John Daly reports.
In the U.S., about 5.5 million people live with Alzheimer's. It's a figure that's growing fast, especially with baby boomers aging, and a fact not lost on presidential candidates.
Believe me, it's a total priority.
That's Donald Trump at a campaign event in New Hampshire, responding to a question about federal funding for Alzheimer's research.
That's something that we should be working on, and we can get an answer.
Other Republican candidates have made similar pledges. So too has Democrat Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton was even more specific. She's called for $2 billion a year to try to find a cure by 2025.
In 10 years, we would know a lot more about it. We would have a lot more information, and we could maybe head off what's going to happen.
What's projected to happen is for the number of those with Alzheimer's in the U.S. to triple by 2050. Many can expect to find themselves in a place similar to Renee Gill.
I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I'm a wonderful grandmother.
Gill is 64 and worked for years in property management. Then something changed. She started losing short-term memory and struggled to finish tasks.
I get discombobulated sometimes, don't remember where I put things.
Renee Gill was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's in 2014. She's upbeat and says she's still pretty self-sufficient, but she can't shake the thought that Alzheimer's will eventually rob her of her very sense of self.
That I guess I'm more afraid of just forgetting who I am.
And one of the most distressing parts of Renee Gill's predicament, her Alzheimer's appears to have been passed down. She says her mother and both grandmothers had the disease. Now she worries it could be passed on to her two sons and four grandkids. That's why she agreed to take part in a new study at the University of Colorado.
I mean, I want this to be stopped.
Gill volunteered to take injections for 3 weeks of a drug called Leukine. Researchers first tested it on mice with Alzheimer's. They say it reversed the deposits of a key protein found in plaques linked to the disease. Renee Gill's doctor, Jonathan Woodcock, is helping lead the clinical trial.
We're hopeful.
But Woodcock says unlocking the mysteries of this disease remains stubbornly tricky because it's all about the workings of the brain.
Everything we learn is important. There's no fact that we learn about the brain which is unimportant. This is the most complex thing in the whole universe that we know about.
Woodcock's partner, Huntington Potter, is looking at how genetics plays a role. Take people with Down syndrome.
They're a very special human population that gets early onset Alzheimer's disease. And the reason is very clear. They have an extra copy of chromosome 21, and that means they have an extra copy of the main Alzheimer's gene, which is on chromosome 21.
On the other hand, people with rheumatoid arthritis are a low-risk group.
So we began to look into this and make a long list of what was different about people with rheumatoid arthritis and focus down on a couple of proteins.
The drug Renee Gill is on is a synthetic version of one of those proteins. Potter says researchers are making progress. But just as important, he says, is that the political system is waking up to the problem. Last year, lawmakers here in Colorado approved $500,000 for his center's research, and Congress, in a rare show of bipartisanship, voted in December to increase spending on Alzheimer's research to nearly $1 billion a year.
This is big. This is a recognition of the problem that is really there.
According to the Alzheimer's Association, the nation spends more than $200 billion a year on caring for those with the disease. That dwarfs the amount spent on Alzheimer's research. But the association's Dean Hartley is cautiously optimistic.
It's not a matter of if we'll find an answer. It's just a matter of when, and that's completely dependent on resources and the funding.
For Here and Now, I'm John Daly.